When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. Welcome to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy Friday, everyone. We have made it through the week. It's Friday, pretty much weekend time, and I'm going to leave you with a feel-good practice to take into the week. So normally for Fridays, I like to leave simple, actionable self-care tips or things you can do just to feel good throughout the weekend, right? And I very rarely leave a practice that's really time-consuming or long. I like to have things in my own day-to-day that I can do, you know, that takes me 10 or 15 minutes, like a moment of journaling or, you know, something small and actionable. I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Today, I'm going to share with you a practice that's an hour long. So maybe you won't have time to fit it in today, but I would love it if you could carve out some time in your day this weekend. So whenever you can, for a practice that really can make a change in your life. If you listen to the regular Yoga Girl podcast, you know I did 50 days straight of dynamic meditation, which is a very intense meditation, and it's not the one I'm going to share with you today. Lately, over the past couple of weeks, I have traded my dynamic meditation for a very specific Kundalini meditation. It's actually the Osho Kundalini meditation. So if you know it already, then you know, you can skip the rest of this show and just go straight into practice. But if you've never heard of this meditation, it's a 1 hour practice and it's done without guidance. So there's a different sections of segment to the music. You can find the music by just searching Osho Kundalini. You can find it on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's also on YouTube. So you can find it in so many different platforms. And what it is, it's a 1 hour practice where you spend the first 15 minutes shaking. So 15-minute shaking practice. And then after that, a 15-minute free movement. So 15 minutes of dancing, of moving your body however you like, followed by 15 minutes of sitting in silence with some really beautiful music, followed by 15 minutes of absolute silence lying flat on the floor. So basically a 15-minute shavasana. Now, this practice, it sounds really simple, but there's something about how it's tied together and the music that guides you all throughout that is so very special. It's a perfect meditation to do at the end of the day. I like to do it in the afternoon, so around 4 or 5, whenever you want to transition from that kind of high energy of the day to a more mellow energy of the evening. So shaking out whatever you've been carrying throughout the day, and it really settles the nervous system. It's great to do before bed. So calming, so wonderful, so beautiful. I'm doing this every single day at the end of the day, and I swear it is totally changing how I feel when I wake up in the morning. For me, it's right now, it's working better than yoga asana. So I just wanted to share this as a little tip today. If you have been looking for something to help you ground, especially if you're going through a hard time, if you feel like your nervous system is a little bit frazzled, which honestly, I think most of us are experiencing that right now with so much going on in the world, outside and within us, we really need something to help settle, to help ground, to help anchor, something soft, something gentle. And I find this practice to be so spot on, so perfect. If you follow my Yoga Girl account on Spotify, you can find the whole entire playlist for this meditation right there. So it's at one of my top playlists. It's just called Osho Kundalini Meditation. So you can find it right there if you follow me on Spotify. Otherwise, use YouTube or whatever music streaming service that you use. Give yourself a full hour just in a room where you have a little bit of space and keep the eyes closed all throughout the practice. It is so beautiful. So Osho Kundalini meditation, it's 15 minutes of shaking, 15 minutes of dancing, 15 minutes of sitting, and 15 minutes of lying down. Perfect way to end the day. I am wishing you a really grounded weekend ahead. So I hope you really take time to do nourishing things, right? For both your body, your heart, your mind, your spirit. Just take care of yourself as best you can. The whole world needs it. Hope you have a good weekend. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.